Award-winning poet Ricardo Ruiz focuses on telling the stories of his community for his community. NWPB's Rachel Sun interviewed Ruiz about that work and his approach to collaborative storytelling through poetry.
When Ricardo Ruiz first started work on the project that would become an award-winning poetry collection, he says it was often written alone at his desk late at night when the rest of his family had long since gone to bed. Ruiz recalled a looming sense of imposter syndrome and tears shed over not knowing if he would be able to do justice for the stories he was telling.
Like, all I feel that I was capable of, or even now still, that it's just like, I just want to go back home and drive a combine, or I just want to go back home and work in a field, because trying to hold this space and do justice to what my family and friends have trusted me with is so heavy.
The poetry collection titled We Had Our Reasons tells stories shared by friends and family members of the poet about their decisions to leave their home in Mexico for a remote community in the United States. Ruiz, a first-generation Mexican-American who grew up in Othello, Washington, is the son of potato factory workers. He says he didn't learn English until elementary school, and like his parents, many of the storytellers in We Had Our Reasons are laborers who primarily speak Spanish.
There's this storyteller named Abigail in the collection who, she's a member of a church I went to, and I was connected through her through a former pastor of mine. And her story is valuable and worthy to be read and told.
Ruiz says his work as a classically trained poet is to elevate those voices. The entire collection is published in both English and Spanish. It's a step Ruiz says was crucial in the collaborative process with his co-authors. Ruiz says if he was going to ask people to share their stories, the final work needed to be accessible to them.
Having the whole collection translated was 100% a must, because the collection can now live first and foremost in the community that gave it birth.
Ruiz says one of the most meaningful experiences he had after the book came out happened when he visited a school in Kennewick and read a note written to him by one of the eighth grade students.
And he goes from talking in English about hair and clothes and sneakers to saying, I've never seen myself in a piece of literature before. He says, your poem is so real because I spend my summers in the fields with my parents. Thank you, because for the first time, I can see that my story can be told.
Several other poems by Ruiz talk about family and friends' experiences crossing the border to the United States. Here's Ruiz reading one of them.
Silent Crossing, Sleeping to the Other Side. Lorena and Ricardo. You slept for 2 days, overdrugged by the coyote. I gathered all the sounds you should have made, placing them inside the leather bag upon my shoulder. When my steps strained, I opened the satchel and listened. Each night, I held your sounds and know your future's here.
Ruiz says he hopes the collection will help preserve the stories he recorded for the next generation, including his own children. I'm Rachel Sun, reporting.